You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back to Kinda Funny's Fast and Furious in Review. That's right, every single movie in the Fast and Furious cinematic universe reviewed and ranked by us. Kinda Funny. I'm Tim Geddes. This is Andy Cortez. That, Kevin Coelho over there. We got Greg Millen rounding out the table. The beautiful Nick Scarpino.
Getchy.
That's what you got this week. Yeah. What did you do last week? You were like, honk, honk.
Honk, honk. There's traffic.
Jesus Christ.
Stop.
We're here, ladies
we
and gentlemen.
It. It's been we made a long it. Day.
Thank you. The final Fast and Furious movie thus far. The franchise will continue.
Yeah.
But today we are talking about Fate and the Furious. Before I let you know about all that, though, I want to give a shout out to Patreon producer David Mintel. Thank you very much for helping make all of these shows happen. He is a Patreon producer of all of our morning shows on the Kinda Funny side of things. So thank you for that. You can get this show twitch.tv/kindafunnygames every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Or you can watch it later on youtube.com/kindafunny or on Rooster Teeth or listen to the podcast version on your favorite podcast service of choice. You can be a part of the show by being a bronze member on patreon.com/kindafunny as well. And the silver membership gets you this show. What, Greg? Ad free. That's right. Thank you for that.
Yeah. It sucks when they do it, doesn't it? It sucks when they just scream at you, doesn't it?
That was quite
sorry,
cool.
I was miles away.
Looks like we just informed you, like, you just lost your job.
You're no longer an American citizen.
Harsh.
Today we're talking about the Fate of the Furious. Released on April 4th, 2017. It's been a long time, guys. Can you believe it's been that long since we've gotten a new Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah,
like this is one of the longest droughts we've ever had.
Too long.
Way too long. Directed by F. Gary Gray. His first appearance in the Fast and Furious franchise. You might know him as the director of Friday and Straight Outta Compton and the upcoming Men in Black International.
Hey!
He also did The Italian Job. I did not know that, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Budget of $250 million, a box office of $1.239 billion.
Yeah.
So not quite the $1.516 billion that Seven made, but still, we're in the Billy Club now with this franchise. They proved they could do it again, you know, because I feel like that's the most important thing 8 had to do, is prove the franchise wasn't dead. You know?
Yeah, and I think you get that obviously with, like, this is the standout thing for me in this movie is The Rock and Statham, right? And I think the fact that those two are now carrying the franchise forward is huge.
At least carrying it in a different direction.
Do we know, was this the plan already? Because, I mean, the movie is stolen by Hobbs and Shaw here. Was this already the idea?
I have to imagine, set him up
and then eject him out?
I have to imagine that the second they got on screen together, some producer at Universal was like, hey, idea, what if we just had these two dudes who are really fun, have great chemistry, and are great action stars in their own right, together in their own separate movie, and that's just going to be this other franchise.
From my understanding, it was The Rock.
It makes sense.
Who was like, hey, I want to take this more on my production side of things because of the beef with Vin Diesel. Splitting everything.
Right, because they don't like each other that much, right? And then also, like, Tyrese is like Vin Diesel also.
Tyrese got mad at Rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tyrese got mad at Rock.
When I was searching for photos to use for the bottom TV, there was a shot of Tyrese, The Rock, and Vin Diesel, and it is the most forced smiling I've ever seen in my life, where they do not want to be next to each other. They're just like, it was like not even like one of these crazy production photos that you could tell, like, somebody was just on set. They just kind of like did one of these things and they did not look very enthused.
The thing is, like, I wonder if this ultimately hurts the Fast and Furious core franchise, because Statham's character in this is so, it's like you can tell they're just pushing him over into the, hey, this guy's a super good guy
Statham
character.
Statham became fucking Thor in Thor Ragnarok here, where suddenly he's just like
silly and goofy.
That's a
and
very astute observation, my
thank
friend.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
And, it's like not that Statham was the end all be all of bad guys. I can't remember where he ranked on the Ragu Bagu ranking, mostly because I'm not part of the club.
You're one of our biggest fans.
I'm just right there. You know what I mean?
You're like, you're our one Patreon supporter.
If Kevin can't make it.
Let me get it every week, dude.
But the one thing this movie did get me hyped for is Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah. Like you forget how fucking fun it is to watch these two guys. And man, we'll get to it in the plot. But did that prison break sequence? Everything that happens in the prison. Also, did they steal that set from Deadpool 2? I don't understand.
It looks a lot like it. Very similar. Is that just prisons?
It's just, I guess it's just Supermax.
Where you put supervillains and mutants. Yeah.
I feel like it had a lot of levels.
Yeah. Shit was dope as fuck. I appreciate this movie. And Andy, you're the one that made me realize like how to put it into words, but it's the anime factor.
Mm-hmm.
You want to explain that?
Like this is the most anime the series has been where... you know, Vin Diesel is in his vehicle that's like 40,000 horsepower or whatever, and all the other cars are trying to stop him. Just like
over 9,000.
It's totally like that situation where all these powers, and you can imagine like Majin Buu in the center, like fighting, and like everybody's has their blasts on him, and it's like,
you can imagine Majin Buu there. Then Guy comes over and he says, now you're not remembering that Majin Buu's power levels can't get him.
It is exactly like that.
You see that even in the choreography for the fight sequences, they took it up a notch in this. Mm-hmm. Like this, I don't know who did the stunt choreography in this, but they par excellence.
It was fantastic.
Fucking great. Super fun, super creative. Like I mentioned, like the fight scene in the jail, I'm like, I kind of want to rewind this and watch it again.
Yep.
Jason Statham, you forget how fucking good he is at like parkour shit.
Dude,
you're like,
that's the thing.
I forgot. It's you're actually like a martial artist.
Up against The Rock, like it when you see them next to each other, you're just like, how are we supposed to believe that you're equals? Like, I don't fucking believe it. But then they start talking to each other and you're like, okay, I can kind of see it. And then you see them in action, you're like, fuck, I totally buy it.
I buy it. One's nimble and like you know, like more martial arts, and the other one's just a tank.
In the prison, when he like to get out, kind of he like runs, jumps on the fence, and kind
and
of
like twirls around.
It's hella tight.
Like one's a tank and one's a warrior with at least like +20 agility.
Exactly.
Because, come on, you do it, Nick.
I was gonna say,
if you were to roll a 20-sided die,
if I was in the Lord of the Rings, I would be an elf. they can float on snow.
I was gonna say, it was so cool to see like the characters fight, because I feel like they did such a good job defining everyone as having their own style of both fighting and moving around. When they're breaking out, we see like them both like jump down from one of the top layers to one of the lower layers, and they do it very differently, where Statham does the dope ass slide and The Rock just
runs into a fence.
And it's so cool that they like, I feel like, really nailed the vibe. And also Dom has his like indestructible fucking crazy armor and like,
God, it's fucking ridiculous.
This is the big problem. This is what I'm talking about here, right? Is every time Statham and The Rock are on screen, I'm like, more of this. And then we get to Dom, and I'm like, ugh.
His child!
I'm like, all right.
You no, didn't like, that's, the, that's you didn't like the zombie cars?
I'm just talking straight up Vin zombie Diesel in this. I'm like, he's just not. They try to make him the end-all, be-all badass. And I'm like, we just saw The Rock fucking push. Like, there's that scene where the guys, like, three guys are at him, and then it just cuts, and they just explode backward as The Rock, like, runs out. I'm like, there's nothing more compelling than that. You're never going to be that, Vin.
I thought they did a good job with Vin, though, of, like, making it. Because, again, it goes into the full anime thing of the betrayal and what's going on, and it's so absurd.
Toretto's gone rogue.
I feel like this is the first time, and I feel like every time we watch one of these movies, I end up saying, like, oh, this is the first time this is a Fast and Furious movie. Oh, this is the first time that they're big set pieces, whatever. To me, this is the first time where they're like, we are so fully aware that this is ridiculous that now it's no longer just the car set pieces that are ridiculous. It's no longer just the fight scenes that are ridiculous. The characters themselves, the dialogue between them, and like what we're supposed to believe is happening in this world is fucking unbelievable.
It's absurd. Yeah.
And they're just like, we're going for it. And it's anime as fuck, and I damn love it. This one, more than any of the other movies, references lines from every other movie.
Yeah.
Where it's but like, you know, directly.
What's hilarious in this is they didn't even try with the bad guy plot. They're just like, she's going to steal this, to steal this, to steal this. Why? Hold him accountable?
That's your big plan? She wants to own the world.
She was going to do some city and be like, hey.
And like, Shout out to Charlize Theron, who just, you could just tell, is like, paycheck, 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 paycheck. And what did they just, did someone watch Gone in 60 Seconds? And when it's like, I really like Angelina Jolie's hair in that, let's give it to Charlize Theron.
I don't know. Because it is just a wig. I don't know. Wigging out with Scarpino.
What an interesting, interesting decision to give her dreadlocks in this. And I don't know that I can get behind it, truth be told. I don't think it was a wig, but I do think it was hair extensions. Like, really bad hair extensions. There's one shot of her from, like, earlier where she has her real haircut where it's, like, super
short.
She
looks great.
She looks fantastic. Yeah. To which I would think, hey, why don't we just go with keep that? Because that looks great. As opposed to this weird Rastafarian blonde wig that you got on.
The Rastafarian wig on.
I mean, it's Charlize Theron, so she could fucking be in a paper bag. She'd be amazing, but she's a great actor, and she actually does a pretty decent job in this role. But even though they give her absolutely... They don't give her anything to do.
Every one of her lines is the...
Her big shit. You know what she does at the end for the climax?
It's very quiet lines.
You know what she does at the end of the climax? She's at a computer.
She jumps out.
It's nothing more exciting than hacker versus hacker. Oh, I don't know. I got you,
Ramsey. Now you're starting to piss me off.
Yeah, that's anime shit right there.
And then
Statham
comes in and she's like, oh, I'm just going to jump out of the plane. Yeah, weird. Anyway, but yeah, shout out to Charlize Theron.
She's
probably the
mainframe.
Most expensive antagonist they've ever had in any of these series.
But see, I also love that, again, going back to the anime, it's just like, hey, remember the bad guy from the 7th movie and the 6th movie? Actually, she was behind all of it.
And
it's
the 4th
like,
movie.
It's like, oh yeah, technically.
Yeah.
She corrupted Owen Shaw, dude. She was like, she corrupted Luke Evans's character. Like, he was a dope, he was okay, but just, you know, he was impulsive and she corrupted him. Like, no, I don't think so, guys.
I enjoyed this movie a lot more than I expected to, and I never hated it. It was just always to me like in the bottom tier of the good ones. And I still feel like that's where I would put it. But I definitely put it in the good ones. It's not one of the like, they missed the mark. I think that they totally hit the mark. The mark's a different thing than it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, we're in that evolved era of Fast and Furious where absurdity is the brand now.
Yeah.
And this movie is, they know what it is. They know that they're like, let's just get through the plot as fast as possible so we get to the point where we tether 8 cars to another car that's got 8,000 horsepower, whatever the fuck it was. And we, you know, it's all
that
just,
scene was so
let's
cool.
get... Let's get through the plot as fast as possible to get to the next action set piece. And the action set pieces are ridiculous and fun and over the top. And like the zombie car shit is just so, it's fun. It's silly.
So fun.
It's almost, there are moments in this that I was almost bored where I'm like, oh, I don't really fucking care what's happening here. And then we get to a cool set piece. I'm like, all right, there's a fucking, they're getting chased by a submarine. Great.
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 Yeah, this is my first time watching this one.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Yeah. So I feel like I'm where you guys were. I don't put it towards the good ones. Like, this is definitely a middle of the road. Like, all right, whatever. Yeah. But again, this is, we've talked about this show a million times, right? Like, the action just isn't what I care about. And so like, this movie's all action. So it's whatever. Yeah. Hobbs and Shaw, cool.
I mean, they did make a concerted effort to infuse some heart into this with him and the kid. And I was like, okay, we're seeing Vin Diesel actually shed a tear. I still would love at one point if they would just let his character have some level of arc in this, because he doesn't really ever change. He is just constant as the Northern Lights, and that is totally fine. But I think everyone else in this movie is so much fun to watch that you just like, whatever, that's fine. And the scene at the end where I mean, really, everything with Statham is fucking gold. If they could just do a supercut where it's just Statham and The Rock and make that in a movie called Hobbs and Shaw, I would totally watch that.
Yeah. I want to be clear. I will never forgive Jason Statham or his character for
I want to be clear. He's 100% forgiven.
Do you understand?
Fuck you.
Do you understand that he was put into a bad situation? In very much like The Rock was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so here's the thing is I will never forgive
him. They fucked with his family.
But
no, not
this
even that. Remember, he was a good
damn
guy.
Best job at being like, why would Vin betray the team? What's going on here? And they were like, it's for family. Yeah. And like, why did Jason Statham do it all? It's for family. It's like, I'm not okay with you killing Han specifically.
They really hammered that point home.
But
but I mean,
you
to
guys
be fair,
know what you're doing here.
It's a mirror image of each other. That's the thing.
As Kevin has pointed out multiple times, everyone that's in our core family here are murderers. They have murdered lots of people.
They're bad people.
For no
they
reason.
How to
for no even this movie starts.
Yep.
They just murk like half of this Russian army or whatever to get this fucking EMP
thing.
That's
the end. Oh.
The very first thing. They're like, we got to go get
this.
They blow up an entire base. Did you use all the dynamite? That's a barracks. They were sleeping. You just kill people in their sleep, Tyrese. Roman Pierce likes to say things. Well, Roman Pierce is a fucking mass murderer.
Number 11 on the list, though. Greg Miller,
God, yeah. So funny.
Hit me with the plot.
Plot, 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 plot.
Everybody! Plot, 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 plot,
plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot, plot,
to be shot in Cuba.
How'd they do it?
That was a Fast and the Furious.
They went. Do the song.
We got information if you're curious. So here's the facts of the Furious.
Facts of the Furious.
Yeah, I already said it.
Oh. Is there any other ones you want to toss out? There's no other good.
It was the first American movie ever to be shot in Cuba.
Because we lifted our ban on them by then, right? Or whatever.
Have we actually lifted the ban?
I don't know.
I think they put it back.
Huh?
I think they
we made a song about them.
I watched CNN like 3 years ago, I think.
Either way. Fucking, this made me want to go to Cuba.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. All the classic cars.
Classic cars.
I love that they actually infuse a little bit of the, like, what they really have to do, because Cuba's known for, like, mm-hmm. having all these amazing classic cars. They have to keep up. So they have that part where he's like, that's a boat thing. That's a big
boat
part.
Motor, yeah.
It's just, it's cool to see that. Really it's cool to see them, like, happy. And we get in this, what I would think is actually a really cool race. Like, I actually like this part.
It was, yeah,
this
it was
just racing for the sake of, like, pride
absurd.
And fun.
The whole race was absurd.
Trying to be different. You know, let's do something that is just a straight race, but, like, also has some different elements we haven't seen.
But that's great, right? So they challenged Dom. They're like, hey, your cousin is a dipshit who put his fucking piece of shit car up against this. Now he owes me. And he's like, oh, you're one of those guys.
Well, no, at first, Dom is, like, on the loan shark side, right? Where he's like, you fucking always honor a deal.
Yeah, and then
the guy's like, are you going to pay one way or the other? He's like, oh, you're one of those guys. And he's like, oh, okay. So.
And then he talks, then he steps to Letty.
Don't step to Letty. Don't fucking step to Letty. Don't do it.
Dom uses Brian's engine trick from the first movie
to, Buster.
Like, to go. And he says the busted thing. It's like, that's cool.
Busted Tom.
That's kind of nice.
What was his engine trick? I mean, I know what it was in the thing. He pulls the tab and that I don't remember Brian doing that in the first one. And, like,
it was like, remember when he was in the first movie talking to the shopkeeper or whatever about, like, getting the car fitted with the things. It's in the very first race that he goes. Okay. The one where he's like, I almost had you.
Yeah. You never had your car.
Yeah.
Great scene. That was good.
So then it's going to use your fucking cousin's car. That's a piece of shit. It's taking everything off if it's not the motor, and they fucking tear it off.
It's not the machine. It's the
driver. Off my hand.
And then the best part, Letty walks over. She's like, Cuban Nas. Like,
laughing gas?
Cuban spicy. It was rolled into a cigar.
I just picture being like Cuban coffee or something.
That was weird. We did gloss over that Tim just mentioned, it, the fact that he pulls the car apart by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Just starts pulling panels off this car.
It's old.
Steel panels that are probably welded into the fucking
chassis.
They
didn't show us like him like untightening all the bolts, but
you
I'm
know
sure
Dominic
he did.
Toretto. He understands cars.
At one point, you have to lift it up, right?
I mean, he lifted a car at one point, so he could pull off
that
panels.
Was a supercar, though. They only weighed two pounds.
So now this isn't a quarter mile race. This is a Cuban mile race. Mm-hmm. Another one of like, what the fuck does that mean?
You know, it was a Cuban mile, so it was a full mile then.
Well, I mean, they go all over the city as usual. You know, they go all crazy and drive around.
Like 240 kilometers an hour.
I would have
raced into the streets.
Can I just say that I would have been so nervous to be given the responsibility to stop traffic like Michelle Rodriguez had?
That was cool,
like,
though.
If I was the person that had to be on the motorcycle who has never done this before and like, given really loose directions of like, make
you're
sure
not a
you
street
drive
racer.
Like,
you're
oh,
a buster.
Fuck, like,
oh,
I'd just be looking around, I'd crash, I'd fuck up.
Greg is right.
You're not a street racer, you're a buster. You know what I mean?
This is why I like this race, though, because they actually show those components of like, oh, they gave the other people something to do. You got to go stop traffic. That's kind of cool. I'm like, you always wondered how they not fucking T-bone people every time they go through intersections.
So they're running around, they're shooting through. Dom's give them a good run. The guy pulls away. Dom's using some knots. People are doing things, and finally the guy's like, I'm not going to be able to do it. Like, fucking cheat for me. Ghost him. And so they ghost ride the whip, and they ride the motorcycle over, and he jumps off it, and then the thing goes, and it crashes, and Dom should be dead, but he's not, of course. Yeah. He's like, well, no, I'm just really mad. And then he hits more NOS maybe, and the engine's like fucking going nuclear orange, and everybody's like, oh man, what's gonna happen here? And like starts on fire.
Cool.
Yeah, and then Dom, let's see if your trick works, Buster. And he pulls the thing and it works, but it's even hotter now. And so then the thing's on fire, but Dom's in the lead, or he's about to be in the lead. So then he spins it backwards and he does it in reverse.
Fuck yeah, he does.
Driving in reverse down the thing, right? And then he pulls ahead and he wins, and everybody's like, yeah. And then Dom's like, get out of the way, because all these people are like, oh, you won, I'm gonna come in the road.
These people
there's a flaming meteor coming
drunk as fuck.
It's all the background people from Daytona, USA. They don't know what the fuck's going on. And Dom flips it off, jumps out of the car, of course, onto the asphalt, throws it into the ocean. Everybody runs around him and celebrates. Only the kids come up to him at first, though, because only the kids can understand Vin Diesel and calm the monster.
Jesus Christ, though. It's like, these movies are not subtle. And I know we shouldn't expect that from the Fast and the Furious.
No, but he can't be everything. You know what I mean? He can't be Jesus to these kids.
But I just love it, though. It's like, it's so ridiculous. He's going to have a kid. Oh,
him and Letty are thinking about a family.
So they have that. Yeah, and then immediately Letty follow up with the next thing.
And then
of Letty being like,
ha, maybe we should have a kid.
Yeah.
But then the fucking loan shark walks over and he's like, oh man, you get my, here's my keys. And he's like, I don't want your keys. Your respect's good enough. And I'm like, this motherfucker talks shit to Letty and is a loan shark.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if the respect's good enough, Dom. You know what I mean? And then Dom gives his nice car to the cousin who we'll never see or hear from again, probably.
Also, investment, by the way, because the cousin obviously can't make a bet to save his fucking life.
Sure, yeah, he's
losing that Impala tomorrow.
Yeah.
He didn't bet the car. He got a loan from the loan shark. The loan shark
put the car up against the loan.
The loan shark then was like, I'm taking the car because he wanted to sell it to Americans because they really like.
Yeah, I get it. And guess what's going to happen? He's going to do the same thing again because he didn't learn his fucking lesson.
It's
because
Dom
stepped in and solved the problem for him.
I do like that.
He's addicted to pie.
I do like that when the loan shark.
I was like, what is a fruit in Cuba?
Papaya? Not a fruit.
Yeah,
I
do like that when the.
Well, I didn't want to do drugs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was like, what would be a funny thing? And like, maybe we could get the mango joke back. But paella, there it was.
Watch out for the mango.
The loan shark part was really dumb, and we can all admit that. Like, Dom, this guy tried to fucking kill you. That's really stupid that you're just accepting of it. But then later on, when Charlize Theron calls that out, it's like, oh, good. They are aware that
that's
an extremely stupid decision.
Yeah.
But I don't think
that he's growing up, right? He's understanding. Like, he doesn't have to fuck everybody up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But see, I didn't take it as that. I took it as this is how he makes friends. Like, this is how he proves to other people, like, hey, you can be better.
Yeah. He's an avenging angel.
Yeah, like, I actually liked the scene because I was like, oh, that was a cool thing to do. And you just showed this guy there's a better way. And maybe this guy will hook you up later in a fucking flashback montage that we don't need.
Yeah.
We don't need to bring this guy back.
We need
it. And also, thanks for the punch in on the keys because I forgot.
Hey, dude, the keys, man, he owns Cuba now, man. Those are the keys to Cuba, dude.
Apparently.
It's a metaphor.
What
you got to fucking love
fucking
it. Did they name the cousin?
Fernando, I believe.
Are you just making that
up? I'm
not
making it up. Go to Wikipedia. I'm pretty sure.
Because Fast and Furious Spy Racers, the upcoming animated show.
Jesus.
I remember,
wait, that's real?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's coming to Netflix, baby. Fast and Furious begins as teenager Tony Toretto follows in the footsteps of his cousin Dom when he and his friends are recruited by a government agency to infiltrate an elite racing league, serving as a front for an nefarious crime organization bent on world domination.
Good memory.
So I literally just read the plot summary because I don't remember shit from this movie. So
there's a lot of cousins.
So then, yeah, we should have a kid too. Maybe we will, Letty. Maybe we will. They walk off to have their Havana life. Also, Google an image search of paella.
Eating some paella.
It's rice.
It's like rice, yeah, with like seafood and
you're
other
thinking,
stuff
you're
in
thinking,
there.
You're thinking like plantanos or like a, hey. Like a whatchamacallit.
I'm just thinking of a fruit that wasn't a fruit that I see in the store all the time. Like
papaya.
Apples. Yeah. Papaya.
So much.
Yeah.
But I want to know what paella looks like.
Which is rice.
Is that what... This is paella, also in a famous episode of The Cosby Show.
Barrett, look up paella.
Where Cliff was on a diet, right? And like the teacher was making paella and like he went and then Claire caught him. It was a really cute episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch this show.
I know everything about The Cosby Show.
I know. It talks about
it. And it sucks that it's all vaulted off now because Bill Cosby's a horrible person. Yeah, Tim's eating a Pop-Tart right now.
He won't even share
that
Pop-Tart
with me.
Come on, man. Well, I'm fucking hungry, too. You know what I mean?
Pop-Tart together.
Damn, paella.
They have shrimp?
Paella get some shrimp today?
Yeah.
I have to go to work, but yeah.
Dude, I love shrimp.
Daddy's got to go to work.
Daddy's got to stay home.
Speaking of which.
Hot link chunks in there, too.
This next scene is fantastic.
We go!
Real quick. I feel like at this point we get the Fast and Furious, or Fate of the Furious logo.
Yeah.
Which I love because it's a throwback to the original Fast and Furious, like logo type, like font type that they use and like the way that they show it. Where it looks exactly like that because it's the first time that we've had the thus for a long time. It looked really cool. I appreciate that shit.
Awesome.
Dope.
Do we go to Charlize then first? Probably. We're going to go there, everybody. Okay. Strap the fuck in. Dom's walking home. I got a rose and I got a baguette. I'm in Cuba. Hey, yo. Having a great time. And then
happy day.
Charlize Theron's bent over a car and it's not working. And he's like, this is a problem over here. And she's like, yeah, I got some problems. And he comes over and he's like, oh, this is blah, 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 blah. And they're like, yeah, well, I got it. And she's like, well, there is no fate. Is what you, there is no, if fate's real and you're here because of
no
fate.
No fate, but what you make it.
Yeah, no.
Little Terminator time.
Yeah, I was going to. She's gonna kill Dyson.
I don't know how much longer I keep it.
Can we do a Terminator interview?
Fuck yeah. There's only two of them.
I was gonna, no, there's a whole bunch more we'd have to watch.
We stop it too.
So yeah, she set all this up. She closed the coffee shop in the road and all the shit to funnel him down this way to be like, that's how fucking powerful I am. You're gonna work for me because I have this phone. He looks at the phone. He's like, oh. And he's like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Well, we don't know what he's seeing.
Immediately the sexual tension just...
It was real.
It's real.
Wasn't
it? Hot. Oh, yeah.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
Oh, dude. I don't think Vin Diesel's capable of having any sort of
I felt it.
Sexual chemistry with anybody he's on screen with.
But it's the opposite.
She does this a lot. Yeah. Like she does it.
You fucking monster.
She does the close talking, so maybe that's what I felt.
Maybe. Sure. Anyways.
Yeah, she was definitely trying to trick him.
Oh my god, you're gonna have to work for me and turn on your family. Oh no. And so then we're gonna jump over to the United States of America. Thank you very much, USA, where we got plantains. The Rock is on the side. Rock's giving an inspiring speech, and guess what? He's talking to a bunch of little girls. Ah, how cute. And then it's time for the soccer match. And they walk out there and they do the what is it called?
Haka.
And that is Samoan?
Hawaiian? No, it's not. It's not exclusively Hawaiian. It's
Jason Momoa did it too at the Polynesian thing.
Polynesian, maybe.
Yeah, and there's also that really inspiring video where the entire class does it for that dead teacher. You ever seen that?
Mm-hmm. Oof, no, but this is I love this part because they do it and then they immediately cut to the other team. Yeah, they're like, what the fuck?
One girl's like, I don't want to play soccer.
I hated that line. I feel like this movie has a couple
stop talking
choices.
Stop
talking. with edits and cuts where I'm just like, we didn't need that. Like the joke was already hit. Like you went one thing too far. Like seeing the girl's reactions, funny. Seeing the girl be like, I don't want to play anymore.
Like she might have well gone awkward. Like she might as well have done that like fucking stereotypical
That's so
joke.
Raven.
it felt like that. It felt like a Disney Channel original movie type.
Sure.
Bullshit. It's like, you're better
so
than
So they start playing. We cut back to the sidelines. The Rock's there. He's coaching. And guess what? Some government hack shows up and basically is talking about all the national secrets on the sideline.
Yeah.
And hey, guess what? This EMP's missing. We need to put you back in. He's like, I'm coaching the fucking game. Stay away from me. And they go back and forth. Awkward. They did a reshoot here. Everybody else notice this? No. Like all of it's shot on the sidelines, and then there's a reshoot insert a couple times with the agent, where it's like clearly green screen. It's terrible green screen.
Really?
It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Hard to believe, too, that they wanted more of the scene, because it goes on forever.
It goes on forever.
Yeah. Like, we get it. Rock's trying to be a dad, but he's got to go to work, blah, 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 blah. Then he gets the guy to cheer for the team, which is funny. Daughter comes over after scoring a goal. That's my girl. You got to go to work. Daddy's got to go to work. All right, cool. We cut to him calling everybody. He calls Dom. Calls Dom, and he's like, hey, man. Dom's like cleaning guns or something weird.
No,
he's
just like
there.
Soldering,
he's
which I thought
something.
Was really
weird. Oh, yeah,
he's weird.
Working
he
on
was
something.
Yeah.
Was he working? Working on
the dead man switch.
I think he was tracking the device.
Well, good. Yeah. Well played. Yeah. Well played, everybody. Barrett. Or AKA Bear has brought this up. It's from Maori culture.
Maori culture, which originated in New Zealand.
Thank you very much.
New Zealand.
So we call Toretto. The team's in. Great. We just jump cut to them racing away with EMP, blowing it up, killing soldiers. They fucking did it. You know what I mean? This is what the team does.
Wrecking ball, baby.
Yeah.
It's really cool that we've gotten to the point where it's like, all right, they're on this crazy mission. It already happened. Look at them all running away.
This isn't detail. You don't need these details. They did it. All right. You've seen it before. Something funny happened. Tej yelled at Roman. Ramsey just sat there. Great. We're done. So they're going. It's beers on me. They peel off. Rock and Vin go one way. The rest of them go the other. And Rock also, Vin has the thing where he looks at Letty and he's like, well, I'll see when this is all over. And she's like, what? And she just keeps driving away.
That's
like,
weird.
Clearly, this is weird, but whatever.
This is an annoying part of this movie. It's like he couldn't get a message to them explaining what was happening. Like, what would have been the harm of that?
She said, if you tell anyone, I'll murder your baby.
But, like, you think you'd be like, cool. Also, she said, if you tell anyone, I'll murder your baby. So keep it on the DL.
When she shows him, like, immediately after showing him, she's like, I get that. Don't tell anyone.
But you could give Letty, like, a wink, like, you know what I mean? Like, come
just
on.
Just mouth.
Baby.
Yeah.
Clear bomb, baby.
Vin Diesel, baby.
Also, like, baby. I know, don't get me wrong. Everyone has always said it. Greg, you are too American, right? You are too much made up of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence over there.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I just have to believe at some point you got to go with the American line of we don't negotiate with terrorists. Because you're not forward thinking enough on this plan, Vin.
Yeah.
Of like, cool, I'm going to save my kid's life and then live in a nuclear hellscape ruled by this lady with dreadlocks.
About that too, but I feel like we know Dom.
Yeah, he's going to get out of it. He's going to figure it out. Yeah,
I mean, and guess what? He kind of did.
It only cost Elena's life, but no big deal.
Not very good, but one life.
Maybe.
Although really, like,
it's also, just a nice way to wrap that story.
Can I get a Facts and the Furious on the timeline? Does any of this make sense? Like where she's like, yeah. Oh, when Letty, when we found out about Letty, I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to tell you when you did the last two Fast movies happen that fast that
they must have.
Her hair was long. She cut off all her hair. It grew back to this thing and she had the baby, but the baby's only a few months old.
Well, when you're pregnant, your hair grows faster.
What about fingernails too, right?
Yeah, everything.
It wasn't that different. And all of it, also, like, with over that much time.
The last Fast movie where she got blown out the window, it was a short haircut. And we were all like, that's a really good haircut.
Let's give it, what, 7 months to the baby? Because she knew it was happening already.
Okay.
Maybe six.
Okay.
Right?
I'll give you seven. I'll give you seven. This isn't even me really shitting on it. I'm just wondering.
Trying to think about it. From the moment where we knew that she was going to tell him, but then the Letty thing happened.
Yeah.
So we get 6 months post-honeymoon. Or 6 months.
They're on honeymoon.
Yeah, 6 months pre-honeymoon going into that.
Honeymoon.
And then we get the events of six, I think, happened very quickly. And then going into seven, yeah, I don't think it would have been that long.
Wait. At the end of six, did we get the honeymoon? Did they go on the honeymoon? Right?
No, because
we're on the honeymoon now. This is the honeymoon we're on now.
Also, they fly cars out of airplanes, so it doesn't really matter.
And it's just like, okay, she had the short haircut. Had she had the baby then in Fast 7?
Was she pregnant at that point?
No, because she would have lost it getting tumbled out the window like that. And also, she'd be showing by that point. In the arms of Dwayne Johnson.
I imagine she would have had the baby by seven.
But then why, like, The Rock wouldn't have said anything? He's working directly with her.
Maybe
she's
the Rock
been
was
gone
like,
for
maybe
six
it's
months.
Mine. I don't know. I don't want to know about this. Yeah. Daddy doesn't want to have to go to work again.
Whatever. I was just saying that was a little muddled for my taste. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what I want.
I want clarity.
I want fucking thing. And again, I would have been like, if they were like, you got this baby you've never even heard of, and I'm going to kill it unless you give me the nukes. I'd be like, I don't fucking care about this kid. All right?
Yeah.
I mean, negotiate with terrorists. Slam her head into the fucking car, break her neck. It's that easy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody makes it so hard. Walk in, the bad guys, just shoot him and fucking figure it out later.
I do think that
you think fucking the Capital One Viking guy is going to see me snap Cypher's head. This guy I want to fuck with. Yeah. This guy can't be. He can't be threatened.
Insane.
Oh, Tormund.
This guy's crazy. He can't be threatened. Yeah. We showed him his baby.
He snapped her neck.
I really like the motivation in this movie. I thought that, like, as dumb as it, like, it all seems, it's a good plot to, like, being this dude who's the whole fucking seven movies we've seen is family. Or six, I guess.
Enjoy it.
I agree.
It made sense. Yeah, it made sense.
I remember watching the trailers for it and being like, Dom turns the team. Yeah. There's no way. Why? This is fucking stupid.
Of course.
Because this is the same year that Transformers The Last Night was coming out, and the trailers were running simultaneously. And it was Vin turns on the team and Optimus turns on the team. And you're like, what the fuck is the theme going on right now? And one of the movies did it well. And the other movie didn't. I'll let you guess.
I will say, like, I like that he outsmarts her. I just wish that they could have incorporated his core team a little bit more. I think the way he actually ends up, like, figuring it out is a little thin and kind of dumb. And I don't like all the flashback stuff they do. But I do like the character they introduce later. Yeah. So
he, you know, beers on me, knocks the Rock over, right? I left out the thing that the government guy was like, this is total Black Ops, Rock. If you get caught, you're fucked. We're not going to help you at all, which is a weird thing, but that's what we're going to do.
Super dumb, but whatever.
Vin knocks the Rock off. He flips over there. Vin walks over, and we again go from calling him Dom to Toretto, which I appreciated again. You can see these. People don't think the Rock has it going on upstairs in terms of this characterization. I heard the script just said, whatever you want to say, DJ. That's what it said. You know what I mean? And he's there flipping his
mind. And then he's flexed that dick, and he's like, all right, I'll do it.
Did he flex his dick on this?
Yeah, you can tell.
Oh, wow. Soccer?
Anyways, so he's upside down in the car. Vin comes over and takes the thing. He's like, don't do this, Toretto. You do that, the decision is going to be trouble, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, oh, the decision's been made when he gets in the car and drives away. And then he gets to go, I'm down. And Toretto's gone rogue. And it's like, yeah, that's cool. And everybody's like, what? Toretto want to go rogue?
Weird camera choice here for me where the car's flipped. Bro. So the Rock is flipped over. But like the way that they shot it makes it look like he's just sitting in a car. Because like the camera never changes. It's always the camera's upside down too. So I just thought it was weird because it just looked like the
Wasn't there one shot where that first shot where
it showed the outside of the car, but from the inside of the car with how close it was, I'm like, that's a weird choice.
I really like the way The Rock responded to all of this, where he was like, you're fucking up, Toretto. Like, don't do this. Like, I thought it was, like, pretty convincing. I was like, good job, Dwayne.
Good job, DJ. Yeah. And so Toretto peels off. He drives away. I think we go back to HQ, and everybody's like, man, I can't believe this happened. Why would this happen?
Nobody, blah, blah, blah.
And not yet, I don't think. Oh, okay. And then Ramsey's like, Yeah, maybe he did. And then Michelle Rodriguez is like, bang, bumps him. And then Tyree's like, oh, you let her bump your shoulder like that?
Letty, calm the fuck down. I get that you're mad. But, like, don't blame Ramsey for this.
No. She's like, Ramsey doesn't know him.
Exactly. She's either been here 3 weeks or 3 years. We're not sure with the timeline. But still, she's the freshest face.
Shoulder bump. Don't be shoulder bumping bitches. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's what Dom would have done, you know?
Dom's no buster. He wouldn't have done that. Dom's no buster. He wouldn't have done that. You said this.
Is that was talking shit about Letty and McDonald. Vin Diesel,
okay.
You said this is when they Mr. Nobody shows up, but I don't think so.
Well, I think we cut to the prison.
Yeah, we go to prison point, where right? Rock's
getting, Mr. Nobody.
Rock's
Mr. Nobody
getting walked in, and Mr. Nobody walks up with Scott Eastwood, who is just terrible.
Get the fuck out.
Who's terrible? I like him, but he's terrible in this movie.
Desperately trying to make into the new Brian O'Connor. Yeah, and I'm like, dude,
yeah,
stop fucking doing it.
Is it a fact? I don't know. I got furious with Scarpino.
In The Fate of the Furious, actor Scott Eastwood steps in to play, quote, the new white guy, a.k.a. CIA agent Little Nobody. When the team hits the road to go into battle, Little Nobody gets his own ride, a blue Subaru BRZ.
Which I found so disrespectful.
In the Fast and Furious franchise, blue rides were Brian's things. From Too Fast and Furious through Furious 7, Brian always kept his cars as blue as those dreamy eyes. That's why I always liked him.
Yeah, sure.
Am I the only one that like the nobody stuff needs to stop? It's just too much.
I liked it when they called him Little Nobody. He's like, that's sticking. I was like,
all
right.
I'm all about the nobody stuff because it like allows them to do whatever the fuck.
No, I don't mind the concept of it. I just mean all the dialogue about it. I'm like, come on, guys. Yeah, cut it out a little bit.
This movie really dived into that in a way where
really
like,
hammering this shit home.
Because in last movie, when they introduced him, it was kind of a joke.
It was a joke. I'm nobody.
Nobody. Like, yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I call him Mr. Nobody.
I'm just
that's fun. Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you where it's like, all right, so that's legitimate. What they're going with. I don't like that.
I didn't really have a
problem.
Mainly
because I don't like Scott Eastwood. Like, I don't have a
problem.
His character.
What do you got against? Oh, the character.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But so
let's be clear.
Take
we do not dislike Scott Eastwood.
Seems like a fun guy.
He seems like a nice guy.
Out, you know what I mean?
I just, so in this character, in this movie, he comes
he was
off
in the Oscar winning movie Suicide
as useless and not necessary. Yeah. He's like the other guy from the last movie who was like Sheridan, who was like, I'm just going to be here to fucking make everyone makes fun of me.
For good reason.
Yeah, they regret that.
But why? Like, that's the thing is they shouldn't have regretted it. Like, he's gone, cool, we get the characterization of Mr. Nobody and all this shit. We don't need this other random
well,
dude.
Well, he's a punk, and he's coming up, and he's a buster, and he's learning how to be a buster.
He's
and
a
so
good punching bag,
The Rock,
yeah.
Hey, Rock, come with us, so we'll do this, you just have to plead guilty. And he's like, I'm not a criminal, I'll never be a criminal, don't make me a criminal.
What about your daughter?
And then, yeah, and then fucking Scott Eastwood, well, Rock breaks the chains like a badass, like my pet monster, and then he grabs him, and he throws him up against the wall, and he's like choking him, and Mr. Nobody talks him down, and he drops him, and he's like, I told you, kid. And so Rock goes inside the prison, and everybody's yelling at him, and guess what? He's right across the way from Deckard Shaw, and Deckard Shaw is jawing at him, and he's jawing at Deckard Shaw.
I love it. This is where this movie gets good.
Let's just shove it all together. They're yelling at each other, being mean to each other. And then we went somewhere else, but we came back, and then Rock rips his bench away and starts pumping iron with it.
The Rock is punching a wall first.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He's using a wall as a punching bag first.
Cement wall.
Yeah.
And then as Statham starts talking shit about how he's not working out enough, The Rock pulls a fucking cement bench off the wall and starts curling it.
Mm-hmm.
Just curling it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Not even bench pressing it, which would have been more appropriate.
I mean, yeah, but no, he's... That was, you know, easy. Yeah. Easy for him. And this is where we get the best dialogue. The best back and
I
forth.
I will beat your ass like a Cherokee ass. Drum.
But he's said like, it with the confidence that like few like, men have.
And he's got his arms up like over his thing. And the triceps on this man are like wings. They're like a condor's wings.
Yes.
Holy fuck, I love this. And this is where I fell in love with these two characters.
100%.
Like, give me more.
Yeah, 100%.
And again, another great thing of like, I feel like this movie kind of understands the, like Kevin was saying this earlier about like, fuck it, they're in the mission. We don't need the like, getting them to this thing. It's just like the moment I get a chance to beat you out, well, and then the door opens.
Yeah, he's like, if this like, door was open, you. I'd fucking beat your ass, and the door opens. You're like, and, then, and of course he realizes it's a nobody.
Yeah.
Letting him out. He's like, I
I'm
can
not
do this on my own. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. He screams. And they're like, we don't care. And then the riot people come up there, and he's like, it's just a malfunction. And they start fucking shit up, and he's like, no. And then Deckard Shaw grabs the thing, and he zaps his thing, and he gets out. And they're like, stop him. And now The Rock's got to fight the dudes because he wants to stop Deckard Shaw because Deckard Shaw is a real bad guy who killed Han, which again, a kill that needed to happen.
No.
A character that wasn't that great.
A thinning of the herd,
exactly. You know what I mean?
Too many characters. Too
Nick
many.
Does not agree with this. He's just saying it.
He's ride or die. He's ride or die with Greg. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
But I also love that they built
up. I would agree with you if you gave us some of that fucking Pop-Tart earlier. Like, I asked.
The Rock walked into this prison, and there's just a bunch of people talking shit where it's like, oh, he put
there's that one guy guy. There's that one guy who's like, I'm gonna fuck
I've been waiting for this for a long time. Keep waiting, bitch.
That was awesome. You don't have to wait anymore because I stabbed him in the heart. Right in the fucking heart.
So
you're not
waiting.
Maybe two
so it's a riot and they're running and they're fighting and they're sliding. It's fucking great. This is great. This is what Hobbs and Shaw is awesome. Totally. You know what I mean?
Oh my god. Mistake.
They fit in this part of the world. This is what I like about it. I miss the family of the Fast and Furious and the heartfelt moments of it. Now, this is good, though, for Hobbs and Shaw. This is what I want out of them.
Yeah.
So they're running around, they're fucking shit up, they're fighting, they're jumping on the fence, and they're sliding.
The rubber
around.
Bullets were so. Like, big every mistake. Time he got shot, it was like, oh! And then he would just keep going, and it was like, ah!
Eventually, they brawl out through an open door, and guess what? There's Mr. Nobody and Little Nobody, and they're like, I thought it took longer than you thought. Get in the fucking car. We're going somewhere. Yay. And they drive off, and then meanwhile, Vin had driven the EMP onto a runway and was getting chased, and another cargo plane landed, and he drive up in that, and they closed it and flew away, and then it's like, here we are up in the fucking Flying Fortress thing, and it's like, cool, EMP's up here, and here's we got a I got a bunch of guns.
Fuck lounge.
I have a whole bunch of guns in this fuck lounge, yeah. Cool, these are cool guns. And they talk for a while. And then,
why
yeah,
is it a fuck lounge?
Capital One, because they fucking, the people fucking. Dude.
Just because they had a bed? That was
that's,
their room.
That's that room oozes
of
sex.
Have you been to a sex club, Kevin?
Thank you
Kevin.
Very much.
You've never been to
you don't
fringe
understand.
Culture. Kevin.
You don't understand our fringe culture.
It's sex room culture.
Let's just shove it all together too, right? Why not? And so like they're doing that and they're arguing there and it's like, all right, cool. And then we get the reveal probably a little bit later, but right now we're doing it. If we go downstairs into another part of the plane with the Capital One Viking and Charlize Theron and we turn a light and guess what? Bam, it's Elena. Oh my God. And what are you doing here, Elena? I have our baby. Oh my God, we had a baby. Bam. And I was like, yeah, you know, weird timeline, but here it is. It's a baby. And it, well, guess what, everybody? This baby is clothed correctly. All right, this is a good-looking baby. We dressed this baby correctly.
I'm like that fucking little monster Jack. Just can't
Marcos.
Dress himself to save his
it's
life.
It's Marcos. Well, that's his middle name. I think the father should name him his first name.
What's he gonna name?
I know, right? Yeah, exactly.
Fernando.
And so, is this where he cries? I forget. It doesn't matter.
I think the baby says "dad" every time.
Yeah, dad. Yeah.
This is where he puts up the cross.
Yeah. The little thing, and that's like I understand what I'm playing for. We're playing for keeps, and I'm playing for skins, my kid's skin. Mm-hmm. So cool. That's great. We've locked all that part up. And let's jump all the way back now to the Nobody Fortress, where we're walking the rock in, and the team's already there. The rest of the team's already assembled or whatever. And then they bring in Deckard, and everybody's like, oh, we fucking hate it. Well, only the Rock really is like, oh, I hate this guy. And like, too bad. You all got to work together, because guess what? There's some really complicated thing that Charlize Theron is behind his whole downfall, and she's got Dom now, and you guys know Dom. And so everybody's got to work together to stop her. She's already got the EMP. We think she's going after God's Eye.
We also get a great line where Statham says the Rock has a little head.
That's a really good insult. Exactly.
That's
yeah,
good
yeah,
back and
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like such a big mouth, all a little head.
And so yeah, they're arguing. It's great. And then, all right, cool. We got God's Eye. Let's figure out where they are. Oh, they're everywhere. Well, here's some mumbo jumbo. We can fucking put in our credit card numbers, bounce it backwards with PayPal, and we'll fucking figure out exactly where they are. Like, that's a great idea, everybody. Let's do it. And so it's all beep, boop, boobity, boop, boop, boop. And there's like fucking data going everywhere. You know what I mean? Boop, 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 boop. They're cleaning glasses, having a great time. And eventually it's like, all right, guess where they are? They're in this building. And Mr. Nobody goes, huh. That's this point. Fucking explosion.
Gotta respect. At this point, I'd be like, is Mr. Nobody insane? If I was working with Kurt Russell and he just had he has no emotions.
We're about to die.
Hey, everything's fine.
It's weird.
It's kind of fun.
This is definitely
out
insane.
Of all the scenes in this movie, though, this is the one that I'm like, and besides the forgiving fucking Hans killer, this is the one that I'm like, I don't even understand the logic of this universe making sense where Vin Diesel, I get that you need to like lie to and, you know, deceive your family. Right. You just threw a grenade that popped off into 10 grenades into a room where everyone you ever love is in.
It's just Sonic Blast.
It was a new type of concussive grenade.
Yeah, that's what she said.
It just makes you not. It just makes you hear
dizzy.
An echo.
Real dizzy.
And you can't
for
see
a while.
It.
I remember them explaining
unless you're
that.
Letty.
Unless you're Letty,
but also, there's a lot of glass.
It's glass shattered. Cars. Well, you know what I mean?
But he,
so yeah, they go in there. She grabs God's Eye. She's like, sucks. You made me come all this way for it. I'm Cypher. I can do anything. Like, oh, my God. And then she goes leave. And then Michelle Rodriguez, Letty pulls it together. She's like, Dom!
She really does, though.
Dom!
Like, this is quite the Dom.
Yeah. I know you're still in there. So I don't know what she fucking says. And then Dom just stares at her. And then Charlize Theron comes back and she kisses him. And you're
fucking
like, ooh-wee.
Hot, sexy kiss. You tell me at one point to save his child, he didn't fucking get down with Charlize Theron on that fuck line.
I mean, I don't know if that was what she wanted from him, but if she wanted that, that's what it had to be.
I just think, you know, if you're willing to kill your friends, aren't you willing to fucking, you know, slice off a little cheddar in the sex lounge?
I mean, he straight up asked her if he wants it the next scene. He's like, did you want that?
Yeah, yeah. The next scene, they're back on the plane. They're like, what the fuck was that? Blah, blah. She's like, you didn't fucking move away from it, did you? You know what I mean? And I get it. I feel for him because I'd be playing the part too, right? I got to convince them I'm bad, apparently.
I my kids' life online. I got to make out with Charlize Theron.
Fuck the rest of the world. Their kids are a winner for everybody, but, you know, I'm at least my kid will be there with three fucking eyeballs.
Always planning to stop her.
Three eyeball Brian.
You can see left, right, and up.
Just feasted on fucking life right with a reindeer.
You see two different directions at once with two eyes?
Just because he has three eyes, he can look three directions.
He can see, it can see the sky fairy and prey. He can make sure hawks don't come pick him up.
But like right now, can you look left and right?
Yeah.
He just looked.
So that happens. Then they have the team has a moment of just getting their asses handed to them. Like, oh my God, now he's got God's eye and this, that, and the other. We gotta go after him. Last place we saw him was in New York or some shit like that. I forget.
I think they have to go to the toy shop at this point, right? Because they're like, they got God's eye, yeah. So we gotta fucking go low key and we gotta smuggle ourselves in.
Well, that's in New York.
Jason Statham like somehow figures out. Some
which
way
was a throwback where they're just like, oh, he can find whoever the fuck he wants.
Yeah. Whatever he wants.
The sonars. It was the sonars.
So he's going to do it here.
Oh, right. The ship satellites. That can go through.
Ah, right. They can. Yeah. You can stay off the grid if you know how it all goes. And so it lines up that he's going to New York. All right, let's all go to New York. They're driving, and then Dom's driving on the bridge, and then underneath the bridge they're driving in a truck, and they pull the truck up and it's a fish truck, and they're in a fish place, and they walk in, and it's like, well, there's no cameras in here. I'm like, oh, that's where God's eye. I think God's eye's everywhere. But anyways, then they walk in, they open the back door, and bam, it's the fucking toy shop you're talking about. Cars everywhere and tanks, and Roman Pierce really wants this fucking Maserati. Yay.
$17 million worth of cars, yeah, in that shot.
Wow.
Man. It's a lot.
So they're all like, we're gonna do that.
Yeah, he just blatantly insults the poor the guy that's got the
black
forklift driver. Yeah, the guy's like, fuck you, dude. Get out of my way. I'm just doing my job here.
It's my job, Tyrese.
And I love how they're all working on, like, there's so many people in there working on cars all the time. Like, damn, is this what you do even if we weren't in this mission?
Hell yeah. And this random weird Fast and the Furious is, so Eva Mendes was supposed to be in this movie.
Oh, nice.
And like, she was supposed to be like the cop in New York or whatever. And like, I don't know if that just got straight up scrapped or what, but like, before the movie came out, there was like a ton of reports of like, yeah, she's making a return. It's like, neat. She did interviews and shit.
Would have been real cool if she was like the person leading them through all this stuff. That would have been cool.
Instead of Scott Eastwood. Yeah, that would have been awesome. Yeah. Not that I hate Scott Eastwood. I'm not putting on the actor, just the character.
Sure.
I want to be clear.
But you said, like, you made it sound like you hated Scott Eastwood.
No, he knows I like him. What up, Scott? We got the shop now, and Vin is in New York. And
this is where we get the dead man, where he's right. Like, I'm gonna click this little inconspicuous.
Nobody
giant
noticed
red
I
button.
Put this giant red button in my car. He hits it to kill the engine. He pulls off like, oh,
it just
broken.
Seems like he's outsmarted these people very easily with very low tech solutions, and
but
that's
also
fine.
Extremely complicated stuff. He sure. Couldn't contact anyone, but somehow
I contacted a guy from Cuba
and
told
him to come
the
to New York.
Family.
Yeah, and that, put
this
car
this,
there.
This is the issue, right? I'm like, why the big reveal at the end should have been they were all like, oh, we all knew that at the same time, and then they somehow figured out how to get Roman Pierce onto the fucking plane instead of Statham. It's fine, I love Statham, don't get me wrong, but like,
Roman would have got shot immediately.
This is a weird Roman thing where this scene should have been this scene should have been, hey, we stopped, what's going on, the thing pulls out, oh, okay, he's there. But instead we get this whole scene where it's like totally spoiled that he's actually ahead of them the entire time, but we do get Helen Mirren. So,
hell yeah.
She's good.
She's such, like, her later in the ambulance. Yeah, I love that whole interaction.
It works every time.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great. He's done that. It's set up great. He drives out, and then it's like, now we need zombie cars, right? We're going after the Minister of Defense for Russia. He's got the nuclear football with him.
And right. I fucking love this entire scene. Mm-hmm. There's about 30 minutes here that are just fucking, just one up, rad. We got Vin chasing this guy, and it's like, you already see it change. I'm like, this is not going to end well for him.
Dude, he picks up that fucking saw thing. Where he's like, don't worry, this is bulletproof. And you see him walk out with a gigantic.
It's armor. Oh, you're a bad guy from Captain America now. Yeah, that's it's dope ridiculous. As hell. But I love, like, that's all happening. But then you get the shot of all of them getting in the cars and then going out. And that was definitely one of those, like, let's fucking go, baby. Yeah. Let's fucking go. And then all of that going through with the zombie cars is, like, so, it's perfect. It's fucking perfect. It's so dumb. And, like, this is the type
fun
of thing
scene.
That I don't think anybody could have ever guessed would happen in a Fast and Furious
100%. Movie. Like,
they're going to control thousands of cars and just fucking literally call them zombie cars and attack everybody.
It looks just like World War Z.
It was awesome, and then for that scene to end with one of the coolest scenes in the whole franchise of Vin Diesel being in the car, all of them
tethering
to him, and then him taking them all down like it's a wrestling match, you know what I mean, like with the car, like, fuck, that's so cool.
It's really interesting, like, because I feel like they do a good job of, like, making these characters seem smart. Like, even though it's, like, Dom, his idea of attacking this indestructible limo of, like, indestructible, with this thing and cutting into the gas
tank.
And sitting there with the flare, like, that's brilliant.
That was cool.
That was really smart.
Until you realize, I'd be like, this, go ahead, throw it in there. See what happens.
The car will explode.
And you're on top of the car. Yeah, not smart.
He's in a bomb outfit.
He knows he's a coward.
I know he had shin pads on, guys, but like, I'm like, this is an absurd
idea. I'm not wearing
like,
hockey pads.
This is definitely a mutually assured destruction kind of situation
also,
here, buddy.
Throwing a stick of like
flare.
A flare into a thing. There's the saturation
science,
isn't correct.
Science with Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
That's not how I sound.
But like the cartoon version of you that would pop up in the animated graphic in my head is a cartoon. That's how
I was just saying that like you. Yeah, throwing that in there won't make it explode. Like, there has to be a mixture of, like, air and gas.
Sure.
That's correct.
I mean, again, this whole thing is completely absurd. Not only the fact that,
but it was a cool idea.
Why does the Russian, this guy have the nuclear football for Russia on his wrist? And also, once stolen, do they not have a contingency plan to change these codes?
No, they just...
Is there just not a possibility of, like, hey, look, that thing that was on my wrist that's, I'm not supposed to have a key to, but apparently I have a key to it? Because thus, why the fuck would you... put it on my wrist with a fucking, what do you call it, handcuff? Yeah. If I could just take the handcuff off.
Yeah. Totally and useless. That's the other thing, too. Another bunch of cowards in there. Don't kill us. We'd rather die in the nuclear fallout that'll end up.
Now, here's the other thing. Is
you're so ready
I don't
to
want
die,
live for something, die for something.
I don't want this to actually be addressed in any way because it wouldn't make any goddamn sense. But this must be one of the biggest... damage control necessary situations in recorded human history.
Yeah.
Where New York is now devastated
by
thousands of cars piled up everywhere.
And everything turned out had a computer in it.
It's insane though.
Including
like think
piece
about
of
the
shit cab.
I was gonna say every fucking like, broke ass old New York cab, that stupid thing in the back that plays extra in Jeopardy took over.
And also I respect that things that cars have like computers in them, but I don't like unless
it
it's
was
a self driving car.
It was fun and stupid.
I don't think you could take all these cars over and actually turn them.
It was a spectacle to see that many cars traveling at the same speed that in that close proximity to each other. Because you're used to just seeing like if there's that many cars, it's traffic and everybody's slow, but like to have it look like a fucking school of fish, you know.
They have and again, awesome. Shout out to F. Gary Greer is his name, the director.
F. Scott Fitzgerald,
whatever. And his people that shot this because there's a couple great scenes, not the least of which was that where we cut to the elevator and the parking structure and the guy goes to get out and just in the foreground cars just like speeding past him. Like, that's really cool.
Obviously, a lot of CG on top of it, but they practically that was the most cars they've ever destroyed in the franchise so far, where they practically. Had cars fly out of a fucking parking garage.
That's cool.
So to get them to land. Yeah. And a lot of that footage of the cars, like how they actually landed on top of each other and shit, they used that and like composited shit on top of it as like the graveyard of cars and stuff.
What if didn't really ring as practical? That was all just looked like bad
CG.
But
yeah. Before we continue with the plot, let me tell you that this episode of Fast and Furious in Review is brought to you by Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brush our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. We use Quip. I use Quip.
I use Quip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I'm quipping out.
Yeah. There you go. I've been brushing my teeth wrong for many years. I'm very happy that now that has all changed because of these sensitive sonic vibrations for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. Built-in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you clean your mouth evenly. Multi-use cover works as a stand, mounts to mirrors, and slides over your bristles to pack and protect your Quip on the go. It's fantastic. It's super easy. I love that it's just one thing you need to worry about, whether you're keeping it at home, using a stand, or taking it on the go. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. A friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. We've been using it for a long time. We love how easy and reliable it all is. It's great to not have to ever think about going out and buying new toothbrushes and toothpaste again when it's too late. That's why we love Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/KFMS. There's a limited edition one that's jet black and it's all black everything, including the bristles. I have that and it's dope looking.
AF.
Yes, exactly.
Dope as hell.
And also shout out to Audible. With Audible, you get access to an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and more. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, and now with Audible Originals, the selection has gotten even more custom with content made for members. Nick used Audible to listen to Stephen King's Salem's Lot. How was that experience?
That's fantastic. I love Audible, I swear by it.
Audible members can choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook and 2 Audible originals you can't hear anywhere else. Audible members also get access to exclusive audio fitness programs to start the new year off right on the right foot. Listen on any device, anytime, anywhere, at home, at the gym, on your commute, or just on the go. Get creative, ladies and gentlemen. You'll also enjoy easy audiobook exchanges, rollover credits, and an audiobook library that you get to keep forever, even if you cancel. Audible, the most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories, the best place to listen. Go to audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500 and listen for a change. That's audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500.
Greg. So Kevin back, showed me the black toothbrush.
Looks I didn't
cool.
steal it.
Yeah, I had to look it up.
Toothbrush, by the way,
it's amazing.
You just weren't here for half a day, and someone had to use it, and then I stole it. Do you understand?
It came with Tim's name on it. It came.
Lots
with
of things
name
come
on
with
it.
Tim's name on it. You know what I mean? Hot.
So we're back on the plane. Oh, because they, you know, Michelle Rodriguez and chased down Dom. He wouldn't shoot her, but then Capital One guy was going to shoot her, but then Dom said pull the gun, and it's a whole thing. But then they got the football back, so it didn't matter, and they all ran away. And then back in the plane, she's like, "Listen, man." He goes down to Elena's cell. "Listen, man, you clearly are not playing with the team. You just need a reminder how fucked up I am. So I'm going to kill Elena." She kills Elena.
But we know in future or in the past movies that if we don't see someone die, they might not be dead.
Who knows? Sure.
In case
it was
of point,
a fake head.
We don't see Jason Statham get shot in this movie. Turns out he's not dead.
And,
just
oh,
see
yeah,
him
great,
from far.
Great
oh,
point.
I didn't see,
yeah,
you
yeah,
guys see the bullets go in.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, when you Statham chased him, he got
alive.
Shot and he went down.
Gal
yeah.
Gadot,
I felt like it was
still alive.
Interesting.
Han, still alive.
I felt it was like some interesting editing when they go to shoot her. I like the like it was all like out of focus, mm-hmm. but it like goes on to Charlize Theron, and she kind of looks like she feels bad about it.
I didn't see that.
No,
yeah, they cut away.
Oh, well, I also cool watched scene. The extended version.
Oh,
maybe that was different.
I think I did too.
She stayed alive in the extended version.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason Statham getting shot. I remember in theaters and even here being like, "Huh?" And then I remember, "Oh, this is how it happens." But like that was a shocking moment.
Sure. Sure.
Elena getting shot was also in theaters and the most recent time watching it over the weekend was
take care of my son.
Couldn't believe they went there. Yeah. Honestly,
really
I
dark.
Because like, the Fast and Furious is not great at salt. Like they're really good at like creating these bad situations that they didn't have to write themselves out of. And this one's like this. You can just tell they were like, "How do we get Elena out of this so that Letty can raise this kid?" Oh, I know. Put a bullet in her head.
Yeah.
That's because if not, she's good. I mean, what Dom has to actually have some sort of moral conundrum, and we can't give Dom any sort of moral conundrum.
2 months.
He cannot have any adversity other than him being just fucking constant. So let's just take this out of his equation. God forbid he would have had to make that choice of like, do I go with Elite?
There's no choice. Yeah, you're allowed. You're allowed to have a kid with another woman and not marry her.
What I'm saying is that this is like. I just don't like this about any of the new installments is that Dom is just a superhero character that never has to ever, he's never faced with any sort of
this
problem.
Whole movie's about him having a choice to go and like
but
go with the bad guys and then try to
fair,
defeat
but
him.
I'm talking about more of like an emotional choice of like what is he gonna do, like if it had actually been she lives, then what do? We have to,
I mean,
he
that's
has to have
easy.
A scene with Letty,
yeah.
But no, Letty's like, no, we're fine. We'll raise the
well,
kid together.
But I feel like that
I'm
easy.
Not conflicted about this
she's
whatsoever that you
barbecue.
Had a child with another woman. That,
while
by the
you
way,
thought I was dead, while you were both just fucking because you missed your other partner.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You think Jen would be okay with this?
In
my wife wouldn't
in
be.
In the crazy amount of situations, like with all the background, yes. Jen's dead. I'm not in love with I'm not so in love a, with this woman.
You bring a child home one day that your wife did not know it happened, and
you're forgetting
it's
the
a
whole
5 second conversation where we're cool with it. No,
if no. she had been no dead for way. Like 3 or 4 years, then there's.
You think Paula would be okay with
no,
that?
No, definitely not. Paula would not.
You think Paula would be okay with
not
that?
Not even a little bit.
You think Paula would be like this? You thought I was dead? You're a dumbass. That's what's happening right here.
If I brought a baby home to Gia, she'd be stoked.
Fair point.
Anyways, Lane is dead. Dom understands how serious they are, but he's also super pissed. He's a tiger. He's got a boot on his neck. You know, eventually I have to take that off, whatever the fuck.
I really like that whole, like, they kept saying it.
The callback was great.
They gotta stop it. Now they need to get. They have the nuke code, so now they need to get the nuke sub. The good guys, they figure that out too. So they gotta go up to Russia ish. They found something that led them that way too. So we're all gonna go up there.
It was a Russian base that had been taken over by separatists.
But it was in between being taken back over by Russia. Yeah, so it was whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly what it meant.
Yeah.
And so
like, don't feel bad.
Also, Russia, maybe you want to take that base back because it's got a giant submarine with a bunch of nukes in it. Just FYI, Russia.
Yeah.
Hey, Putin, get on your fucking, get off the horse. Let's get to work.
So everybody races in there. And of course, for some reason, Roman Pierce brought a Maserati. You're like, this is, nobody talked him out of this?
Wait, they also had that scene where they're in the toy box. And the guy,
like, oh, little nobody's like, there are no rules. Just
you're
do whatever
you want. Kid.
What are you fucking talking about? What is this? What is this? Stop talking. So they go there and they're going to take over the thing and they're going to take out the guidance ship and they're also going to go upstairs and do something. Something's not happening on the sub. So they're doing something in the place too.
She hacks into the sub. So what's her face? Ramsey has to now go into the place to reverse hack it or like stop her hacking.
Right.
But
how do
we
choose? We'll do both. We get a really cool.
We get a really cool scene with Dom, like, and the EMP in the back of his car.
Sure.
And it boom. And then the gates for some, I guess they default to open.
Yeah.
Which seems like a mistake.
Those gates looked bad.
I'll tell you what though, security gates, that's what they should do. When power goes out, they should absolutely just go down, let everyone in and out so people can get in and out really
and
easy.
Then he gets underneath the sub.
It's like prison when the power goes out, all the doors open.
Also, can we get a science with Kev on this? This is the question.
We already did
science with Kev.
Does his car not have any electrical components in it?
No, you would imagine his car would for sure. I mean
it's an older car.
No, no, but it's a custom car, so it must.
It works
like,
on fire.
I'm sure
it did have a giant fire.
Yeah.
Mad Max.
Which we find out later, he did on purpose.
Fucking
I just have to imagine there's some sort of electrical system in this older charger that would have gone out.
But I'm sure that they like retrofit it with like a Faraday like cage inside or something, so it's like protecting the car.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, a whole bunch of shit happens. Ludacris gets locked in the sub. Oh, he gets locked in there with Tyrese and Scott Eastwood, but they're locked in different rooms, and he's the only one who knows what they're looking for, but he can't tell them for some reason exactly what it is.
Did the EMP just knock out the security gate? Because every other electrical system in this base seemed to work.
Well, they reboot.
They reboot, yeah.
Which I don't think is how it actually works.
No, it actually fries the circuit.
Ramsey and Cypher are going back and forth on hacks. Oh, you're really starting to piss me off. Ooh, I got it, you got it, blah, blah, everybody's got it, whatever.
That scene was horrible.
Yeah. Eventually they're like, so all right, we got the guidance ship, get out of there. She's like, all right, get the sub out of there. They put the sub under the water. And then they're like, we got to drive away with this thing
part.
Now.
How'd they get the sub under the water?
They turned it on and it like
went, it's just designed. I think it was designed to like come down and break the sides,
and then it lowered.
Okay, yeah. I didn't.
And so our guys are driving away. The bad guys are chasing them up on a mountaintop. Dom and the Capital One dude are up there, and they're like, "We can't get involved. Don't get involved. Okay, we're up here." And we'll just stay up here, and I'm going to watch you, Toretto. I'm the Capital One Viking guy.
Well, they're getting chased.
Down there, the bad guys are chasing them, and people are shooting shit, and stuff's happening, and there's explosions and guns, and then they fire a torpedo, and the Rock hangs out the car and pushes it away.
Oh my God. That scene was incredible. I love that scene so much. But
meanwhile, up in the skies... two guys in fucking like wingsuits, like the Vulture flew on in there. Guess what? It's the Shaw brothers. They're back at it.
So good.
Deckard giving Owen shit about it doesn't end well for you on planes, and he looks back at the door. That was cool. Gal's probably hanging out there somewhere too.
Somewhere.
Calls him Scarface.
Yeah, it was great. They really go and infiltrate.
They're brothers.
Owen's going to the pilot. Decker's going to get the kid.
But this is where we get the scene of the Helen Mirren flashbacks and all that, where we see all that. Hey, it was the
plan.
Tom
was planning
Leo
this.
And. Tego.
Oh, right. Helping
out. I was like, oh, it's those guys and whatever. But like, I just love the Helen Mirren speech. Like, it's like, this is really, this franchise is about family. Even the bad guys have a family. And
they're
I
not
love
bad guys.
That the
no, they
Shaw
are bad guys.
They were all under the thumb of Cypher.
Bad guy
not
too.
Anymore. Not anymore. They're all good guys.
Like, bad guys, all of the antagonists
are
like,
family.
At some point, Charlize Theron's coming to the barbecue.
Yeah.
We don't know when. It might not be next film.
I think so, but I'm so happy
she's coming to the barbecue.
Are you?
Yeah, dude.
Cool.
I'm gonna say this. While I don't think this was the most clever implementation of flashbacks and like the overall like Dom outsmarted her, I fucking love this scene with Statham and the baby.
It's so good.
It's
but
so
also
cute
has so many
adorable
dumb moments.
Oh yeah, but that's great.
I liked it. I wanted to love it. All I wanted them to do was do the Quicksilver thing from X-Men, where we just hear the chipmunks. That's we hear that full
that
blast,
smart.
And we don't hear the gunshots, and just have an awesome action scene of me. I want. To
I agree with you, but I hate the song. I thought it was a weird choice of,
yeah, it's
of
a
music.
Chip, it's a
Christmas
kids
song.
It's
why
kids
the fuck are you giving a Christmas song? Because we're in the snow.
In England, it's always Christmas in Harry Potter.
It's true. It's true.
He's got a good point.
Shit, you really
but also,
got
what
me
is? I mean, I'm with you that I'm not a fan of the song, but like, what other kids song? I mean, well, Old MacDonald, I guess. Like,
I mean, Tim
like
grew up on fucking like Lil Pump, Lil Uzi Pump.
Yeah, sure, he did do easy pump, easy, yeah. So yeah, he runs around, he kills stuff, and he talks to the kid, and they're having fun, and they're shooting shit, and blah, 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 blah.
At one point, thought he was going to use the thing as a shield, and I was like, that's not,
no,
I don't know if it's bulletproof.
Don't do that.
But it was really good choreography, and it's really fun. The only thing that was stupid about this was that he goes to this amazing sequence, and I was like, and then, but it's, it goes on so long, you're like, wait, what's the other brother doing?
Yeah.
And then we cut back to him, and he's just holding the pilot hostage, like, no problem.
And then,
no problems.
And then, yeah, Charlize Theron's like, oh, there's only one parachute. And I was like, oh, they're crashing the plane? She jumps out, and then, no, they don't crash the plane. It's just, they're going
to
land the plane.
Go back to the plane.
Okay, mm-hmm, cool, fine, whatever. Then down on the ground, Deckard gets a calls Dom, and it's like, it's all done, don't worry about it. And he's like, cool. And now the Capital One guys was going to fucking fire the shot. He bumps him, he bumps me. And then they fucking fight, and then he breaks his goddamn
Jesus
neck.
Christ.
Sirens are
violently.
He punches so it. Violent, dude.
Just
violent.
Just a punch in the head to break it. Not one of the stereotypical movie, let me twist until it snaps. Yeah. It's just like, I'm with brute force of my fist
and
my arm.
Fuck you.
Your head's gonna
so
in
disconnect.
Terms of violent moments in this movie, back to the prison scene, The Rock at some point like power bombs a guy onto a pole.
Yeah, that was really violent.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Really that guy's back. Dead.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
The guy was a child predator. That's why he was in jail.
Shit.
So
he
was gonna get in the shower eventually anyway. Shiv.
What else was he gonna
get? So now Dom's back in play. He saves the day on them. I'm obviously Charlize Theron fires some fucking rockets at heat-seeking missiles and shit, and Dom does a thing.
The
left
sun
and right
comes up.
Yeah.
Which is a great.
She surfaces
great
it.
Scene.
Key moment in this is this. Right.
Letty's almost
comes
gonna
up.
Die, but
a
doesn't.
Lot of it practical. This sub.
A sub.
Up.
What?
Special effects coordinator J.D. Schwarm and his team placed 180 pounds of high explosives into a frozen lake with no aquatic life to create the Iceland explosion scene. Cars were placed over the charges while remote operated cameras captured the action.
Wow. I love how they were like, just make sure everyone knows no aquatic life in this.
I know.
Bullshit,
yeah,
I call
bullshit.
It. That's bullshit.
Yeah,
you're in Prague or some shit. They don't give. They don't have fucking PETA over there.
Yeah, so all the missiles were being fired at them, and
heat
that's
seeks.
Where they're like...
Dom comes in with his fire barrels.
Well, before there's the heatsink one, there is that giant truck that has a, like... All the like,
right.
Whole, you know, that shoots a ton of missiles at them.
And The Rock also has that fucking snowplow thing that just flips people. It's really cool.
Well, he and then at one
Roman
point
went in the water.
He rotates it backwards.
He didn't want to go swimming.
He
didn't
want to
go swimming.
Yeah, and that's where they're like, we're out of, we're fucked. And then what do we do now? We pray. And then dun 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 dun.
Music, dude.
Fucking go.
This one didn't have enough payoff for me. And here's why. This scene is too fucking long. I don't know what the hell's going on. They're just driving on an all white plane of snow with zero context of like where anything is. And there it does the one thing that I fucking can't stand in action movies where you don't know how many bad guys are behind them. And it's seemingly they destroyed all the bad guys behind them like three times.
They
and
responded.
Then we just keep cutting back and there's more. Where did that missile truck come from? Because it's not the same missile truck that was shooting missiles at him before.
Monster
we already
closet.
Killed that one. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Doesn't matter. Dom gets the heat seek shot at him. He jumps over the sub. It blows up the sub. Yay! He saved the day again.
He doesn't just jump over the sub. He fucking goes drifts in the air so that the little fucking
fin
gets hit with the thing. like jumps out of the car because the car is like exploding the fuck up, right. Lands there as a human being on the ice while the submarine is about to go subatomic.
Yeah.
And like,
and then
this thing blows up, his family comes. And the fucking family drives to protect him. And it's just like, yeah.
God, that scene was beautiful.
I saw somebody, I think somebody tweeted us a meme that was like, "We are Groot." Where everybody's covering Vin Diesel. That's funny.
It's
so good.
It's so fucking
Tim,
great.
Subatomic, very small is what it means. Also, it,
it was a sub that was atomic.
That went atomic. It was a space in between.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
also, it didn't. It wasn't a nuclear blast that exploded. Because remember,
that would have decimated
everything. Yeah, yeah. I would have absolutely killed him. But what's his face was like, oh, I took out the
car.
But
the car would still work, though. Yeah. So that's important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In this universe, science does not matter at all.
The tank, whoever was driving the tank.
Luda.
That was Luda. Yeah.
He should have been in front of the Rock because, like, I think, or in front of Vin Diesel, because the Rock's vehicle was covered in primarily from the blast. But there's a lot of space in between the tires
very,
and the
very
ground.
High car. Yeah.
Also, but fire, everyone knows, once fire hits something, it just deflects the other way. Yeah. It doesn't go over or around or, you know, the heat blasts your fucking face
still
off.
Still so cheesy and
so
awesome.
Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez reunited. Hey, all smiles. Hey, a lot of crazy shit just happened, but you know I'm a good guy.
Hey, by the way, got a baby. It's great that you're cool with
it. So we jump over to New York. They're on a rooftop having their barbecue.
She's been dead
and guess
for
what?
Years.
She's there waiting. They're there. Fucking Vin Diesel's so excited for his baby to show up that Decker Shaw's just had forever. It's a long time with his baby. They travel so fast, but they all, you know, whatever. And so they're all just sitting there having a good time. Everybody's there. Then Decker Shaw walks in with the baby. He goes over and it's all smiles with Vin Diesel, as it should be. A mercy kill. A mercy kill.
The thing is this. God. You don't realize how much you hated Han until you got Statham.
He's saying something else.
Han should aside. Like, this is my least favorite end scene probably of the entire franchise.
I wish there had been
so computer generated.
Well, that was so ridiculous.
Like, yeah, and it's like, great, we're getting this weird Simba moment with the baby that you're gonna name Brian. You're gonna like give the moment of like talking about Elena as if like, oh, like this is a tribute to you because you died. But you're really actually talking about Paul Walker.
I'm gonna
still
take care of a baby later. I'm gonna look up in the sky, talk to you, because that's where people go when they die, in the sky.
And then they name him Brian, and it's like, okay.
I feel like they should have named him Paul.
There's a lot of shit.
That,
I know.
That's too much fourth wall.
What?
Paul, he names him Han and then looks at Statham.
Mother, and guts come out and
Yeah, they should have. But and then also like the final song playing at that part is like, this doesn't have the same type of oomph that we've had the last couple movies. Although this movie did start off with a Pitbull song.
Mr. Worldwide, baby.
Bringing Mr. Worldwide back since Too Fast.
There was that moment where they are all waiting for the barbecue and Michelle Rodriguez tells Vin Diesel, like, don't worry, he'll be here. And I thought they were talking about Paul Walker. Like, he'll get here soon, she said, but she's talking
about the
baby.
We never ever brought up they did have the throwaway conversation of, like, no, Brian would know what to do. No, we said we wouldn't bring Brian and Mia in.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Which I think you had to have.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. I don't like that they didn't have, I don't like that all is just forgiven. That always just sort of seemed weird to me. They didn't even have that much of a back and forth. Like, he was like, cool, we're cool.
The Rock explained to him that he was just like Rock, where he had been washed out and, like, they had blamed everything on him. So he was actually a good guy, made to look bad to all of us.
But then he did a bunch of bad things after that. Like that happened a long time ago.
So did this whole team.
That's true. Now, again, these are all bad guys.
Game, respect, game is what I say.
Game, respect, game. And then The Rock goes, can you help me with this? And then they both pick up the heavy thing together.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, now you're on the same team.
And they
now
insult each other and they smile and it's funny.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, this is good. Hobbs and Shaw, man. Hobbs and fucking Shaw. Let's go. Oh,
man.
And that's the end credits.
That's the end. Boom.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rad Guys Talk Bad Guys, Ragu Vids. This is our season finale for the Fast and Furious podcast within a podcast where we rank all the Fast and Furious villains. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the glue, Big Dog Kev Coelho. Over there, the Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez.
Hello.
Currently, our list stands at this. Number one, Decker Shaw, which is actually Owen Shaw. Number two, Reyes/Toretto Gang. Number three, Decker Shaw for reals. Number four, Braga. Number five, Drift King, DK. Number six, Johnny Tran. Number seven, Blank. Number eight, Carter. Where do you want to put Cypher?
You think it's number two?
Cypher.
Two sound right?
Cypher.
Does two sound right?
Everyone's going to pay.
I'd say maybe number four underneath the real Deckard Shaw.
Really?
Maybe. I think either above that or below that.
I was thinking below it at five, below Braga. Huh. So it would be, I think, so Decker Shaw, who's really Owen Shaw, Reyes Toretto gang, Decker Shaw for reals, Braga, Cypher.
But then she did talk about that cool thing about, like, I'm the alligator in the water thing.
Yeah, it was a good story.
She has a fuck lounge.
Pretty cool.
It wasn't a fuck lounge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Braga's fun, though.
Do that. All right,
cool. Number five is Cypher.
Who gives a shit?
I don't feel like I'm part of this podcast. So.
Yeah, welcome to my world, Kevin.
But the final list for Ragu Bagu. Volume 3 goes number 1, Decker Shaw, who's really Owen Shaw. Number 2, Reyes Toretto gang. Number 3, Decker Shaw for reals. Number 4, Braga. Number 5, Cypher. Number 6, DK. Number 7, Johnny Tran. And number 8, Carter.
You took your foot off the tiger's neck. Ah, what a cool line, man.
That's a good line.
Now it's time for a little thing I like to call haiku in review.
Is it? 7 syllables in the middle. You'll need 5 for the first or last line. If you're not poetic, no need to fret it. Haikus don't need to rhyme.
Haiku in review. Haiku in review.
Everybody.
DJ Kento writes in, big disappointment. No BBQ for Deckard. Okay, cool. Right. Justice for Han, when? And he says, for real, though, the Shaws are responsible for Han and Giselle's deaths. Fuck these guys. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. All's forgiven, man. I'm with Greg on this.
You in this universe,
fucking traitor!
You're pulling a Dom on me. Let's see.
Andy Cortez has gone rogue.
Weismark says, the fate of the fam. Dom has a fucking baby. You could have told them. It's true. Ignacio Rojas says, science with Ignacio. Yeah, that's not how fire works. He's dead. I don't think that's how haikus work either, yeah. but I appreciate it. And Ignacio also says, lots of cool set pieces. Very underrated movie. Bye, Han. Hello, Shaw.
Haiku in review.
My haiku in review is...
And then James Davis says, no post-credit scene. Is this a happy ending? What would Fast 9 be? Yo, Fast 9 and 10, supposedly closing out the franchise. Cypher Justin Lin coming back. We got a lot of pieces to play here.
One, we go into space, and the second one, we go through time.
Back to LA.
Save Han.
Cypher and Mr. Nobody team up.
And Giselle.
Oh, they have to stop the real threat.
Yeah.
God.
Reanimated Han. Cyborg Han.
Oh, my God.
God, I would
so
love
wait,
that.
So it's Hobbs and Shaw, mm-hmm. then the all-female spinoff?
No, 9's next.
Okay.
Yeah, the female spinoff. We'll
it's just a rumor.
Happens.
Okay, my apologies. Yeah,
that's like a Birds of Prey fucking DC sort of thing.
It's not.
They showed a bunch of fucking costume tests from it. It's clearly happening.
You're right.
To be fair, though,
Cyborg movie.
Like Hobbs and Shaw felt like this, and now here it is.
Yeah, you know.
So it's like I do have more faith in it because The Rock is taking it so seriously.
If it's prequel Giselle and Han movie, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
It would. What are we doing now? We are going
Let's rank the movies. Let's rank these.
The current rankings are as follows. Number 1, Fast and Furious 6. Number 2, Fast 5. Number 3, Furious 7. Number 4, Fast and Furious 4. Number 5, Tokyo Drift. Number 6, The Fast and the Furious. Number 7, Too Fast.
Too Fast. Mm-hmm. Too Furious.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I enjoyed this movie a lot more than I thought that I originally did. Mm-hmm. I still put it in the same place I did before. It's just in my mind, it's a lot higher in quality. Even though it's in the same place, at number 4, right underneath Furious 7.
I would put it number 5. So yeah, bump down Tokyo Drift, yeah.
Interesting.
This movie had the sort of MCU thing for me where I didn't love it as much when it first came out, and I liked it a lot more around this time.
Sure.
Whereas with some of the other films, like I think 6 and 7, I liked them a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
I would put Fate of the Furious at number 4. No, at number 3 above Furious 7.
Wow.
I would also put it at number 4.
Number 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think, like, again, it's stupid fun. It's very self-aware, and it just doubles down on it, and, like, even though it made a lot of choices that I don't personally agree with morally,
sure.
I understand it, and they were fun. They were worth it.
But also, I mean, this is what Fast and Furious is going to be from here on
out. Right? Exactly.
It's going to be this. It's going to be, like, long gone are the days of, like, they're actually being, like, a lot of heart.
Like, here's my thing.
I think we're just going shenanigans on this.
I want this franchise to end with VCR players somehow. Like, I want them to they haven't brought that up. You know what I mean? Like, the meme. And I feel like they're any moment
they're
now,
never going to bring it up. But I want time traveling. So maybe
I want space travel.
I think space is 9.
I can picture Tej making a reference or somebody making a reference like, remember we were smuggling DVDs and VCR players back in the like.
Was it DVD or VCR? I can't remember anymore.
It was combo.
Yeah. It was the combo.
It was
that's,
TV.
They, that's why they're really expensive.
Yeah. So it was TV VCR combo.
Yeah. I believe it was just VCR DVD combo.
Well, it was a VCRT that had the VCR.
There's a whole bunch of different shit in the, the truck. Yeah.
What are you mad about?
Time.
Because what you said doesn't make any sense. They for sure weren't stealing a DVD VCR. There was a TV attached to it.
No.
There was those two. There was DVD VCR.
Can we fucking get on the show?
Steal everything, Greg. They steal everything.
Time to rank the movies. Number one. Oh, sorry. No. It's time to vote. Is it better than Tokyo Drift? Raise your hand. Everyone raise their hand. Is it better than Fast and Furious 4? Raise your hand. Me, Kevin, and Andy raise our hands. Is it better than Furious 7? Raise your hand. Andy raises his hand. Ladies and gentlemen, the new ranking of the Fast and Furious thus far. All of the movies. Number 1, Fast and Furious 6. Number 2, Fast 5. Number 3, Furious 7. Number 4, The Fate of the Furious. Number 5, Fast and Furious 4. Number 6, Tokyo Drift. Number 7, The Fast and the Furious. And number 8, Too Fast.
Too Fast.
Too Furious. We will continue the Fast and Furious interview with Hobbs and Shaw when it comes out July 29th, I think It is so far away. But this show will continue, Kinda Funny in Review, next week, going back to where it all began.
What
the
does that
MCU,
mean?
Baby. Captain Marvel. Strap in, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. We're going, what is it, harder, faster, stronger? Touch it, leave it, flip it.
Higher. Somebody say that they have to stay tuned for like the next interview.
Man, you guys got to stay tuned for the next interview.
Keep waiting, bitch.
What is that from? I don't even know that.
Oh, yeah.